Spinoza's taken out, of course.
So he mentioned previously was such depth that he contained all the wisdom that existed. Every Torah, we said, contains all of the Tanish Miksav and Tanish Marpet. At that time, there were Bali Machlekes, those who tried to rise up against the Abinazel, as is the case of all generations. The Satan, the Bar Dover, tries to create dissension, even among Tzaddikim, to hide the light of the greatest Tzaddik. As we mentioned many times, Moshe Rabbeinu was surely the greatest tzaddik, unquestionably, and yet there were great wise men. Kodach b'keach hoya. Kodach, the Gemara itself testifies to the fact that Kodach was a wise person, shrewd, extremely clever. Yet he too was misled to go and do battle, to rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu. How could a person who's wise do that? But this is the work of the Satan. He devotes himself entirely to hide, to break out the greatness, the light of the Tzaddik Emes. All generations that way too, you find the case of Yosef HaTzaddik, who was surely the greatest of all the Tzaddikim, none of his brothers. These Tzaddikim were all holy tribes, Shiftei Ko, Shiftei Yud Ke, tribes of Hashem. They were blinded, misled, and led to do battle against Yosef HaTzaddik. Shaul HaMelech, he was so great a tzaddik, he never committed a sin. When he passed away, he was as pure as when he was born. And yet he too, one case, was misled to do battle against David HaMelech, led to believe that there was something wrong, that he was doing battle against something that was wrong, Chas V'Shalom, because this is the work of the Satan. The Satan is so powerful, it could penetrate into the hearts of the greatest, to mislead them, just to get the light of the Tzaddik Emes hit. So naturally, the case of the Tzaddik Emes and the case of the Rabbeinu Zal were very many machlekes. People, great people, rebelled against the Rabbeinu Zal. They tried to hide his great light, who tried to minimize his greatness. And a lot of things were said in those days. There were a long series of machlekes. I think as I once spoke about one item, but people tried to show that the Ben Azal's Torah was very great, very holy, but it was not his own, Chas V'Shalom. He had taken it from someone else. They said, we admit that his words of Torah are very high, very heavenly, but he shouldn't be given the credit for it because he took it from someone else. From where? He inherited it from his grandfather. Rabbeinu Zal's grandfather was Rabbi Nachman Horidenker Zal. Nachman Horidenker Zal was one of the closest Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov. He was a Kodesh, very holy tzaddik. In fact, his tzion today is in Tveria. Very few have seen it, have gotten to it. Tveria, the old cemetery near the Bar in Kaliska, the other great tzaddikim, its special old cemetery in Tveria. He was so great that the story is brought in the Shvachim Baal Shem Tov. He was so great, direct descendant of David HaMelech, just as the Baal Shem Tov was, but he was on the Duchra, male side. He was so great that when it came to a question, a marriage, a shidduch between himself and the Baal Shem Tov as Mechutona. Baal Shem Tov was his Rabbi Mufa. It was a question whether the shidduch could be consummated because he was a greater yichus than the Baal Shem Tov, the Nachman Horidenker Zal. The rest of the story doesn't matter. This is just a sign to show how great he was. He was one of the closest Talmidim of the Baal Shem HaKodesh. This was Rabbeinu Zal's grandfather. People said, misnagdim, I guess Rabbeinu Zal said, Rabbeinu Zal inherited his Torah, the Kutim Anan, from his grandfather. It wasn't his own words. He simply repeated what he learned from his grandfather. Rabbeinu Zal mocked these people and derided them for such
foolish remarks, because he said, surely the words that I say today are contemporary. They are of present day. Person looking into the words that I say will find they affect those around me, directed at my Talmida. Many times we find in Rabbeinu Zal's words in the Torah things that pertain to items that occurred at that moment. For example, you will have the case of, we just mentioned recently, the Torah which dealt with the Estalkus of Yitzchak Zal. And that surely couldn't have been said by his grandfather, because there was nothing of that kind that happened in the past. Secondly, Rabbeinu Zal said how foolish are these statements, because if they were from his grandfather, and why weren't some of these phrases, terms, words, thoughts mentioned before previously? It was never said, nothing similar was said by his grandfather. So how could it have been from his grandfather? He would have kept it a secret completely from the world. It would have come out. Some of those words would have come out. So therefore, obviously, this is all very foolish statements by them. Secondly, Rabbeinu Zal said, I assure you that if my grandfather, great Nachman Denker Zal, would be here today, my grandfather Nachman Zal would hear my words, he would stand in amazement, astounded, amazed at the depth of my words. To him, they'd be the greatest chidushim possible, more than his mind could ever take. This was said, of course, modesty, but in truth. The fact that Rabbeinu Zal was so much greater than the tzaddikim of the past. And this is without exception. The tzaddikim of the past generations were as great as they were. Rabbeinu Zal surpassed them in greatness, in wisdom, in depth, holiness. So that all these statements were extremely foolish statements, trying to belittle the tzaddikim, but they only showed the evil and the stupidity of those who made these statements.